This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Let's keep our minds moving, shall we? It is 7 minutes after the hour, and we are going to, when I say we, the members of the gang here, including Jennifer, Victoria, Rich McFadden, going through the list of items that are on the talkers' charts for this past week, because it is a holiday weekend. We're working at it a little bit. Well, it depends on when you're listening to this. Maybe early, maybe late, maybe at the same time. But what I've tried to do this year to change it up on the countdown that Michael Harrison and I do, to basically giving credence to the top stories, the big talk topics of the week. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. So to add to the discussion, it's nice to have three talk professionals and me. Wait a minute, that didn't sound right.
Some loser guy we've got.
The four of us.
You're in a league of your own.
No, thank you very much. Yes. Me and Sean Connery. At any rate, the charts and the indications of what people have been most interested in, obviously the presidential race and the focus on Mr. Trump, whether he retreated from his vow to deport all the Mexicans living in the U.S. illegally. So the thing, here's what bothers me more than anything else. I'm going to lay it on the line, and then we can, you know, pick and pull apart what you think is important here. For me, it isn't what he said. For me, it has really nothing to do with the story. Every time I open up the New York Times, the first word or two words, the billionaire. They don't say, when they make reference to Mrs. Clinton, the millionaire. So why do they continue? Do people get the subtle? It's not even subtle, actually, anymore. It's so obvious what they're trying to do. I mean, they're so obvious. And it's so telling. And people say, well, it's the same as right-wing radio. Yeah, it is. Agreed. 100%. And the only difference is that the New York Times sort of presents themselves, if you look at the above the byline, it says all the news that's fit to print. What they don't say is all the garbage that is in their opinions. That's also there, too.
Yeah.
It should be on one side. All the news that fit to print on one side, and on the other side, all the garbage of our opinions.
And the
all
rest.
Right here. What?
And the rest, like on Gilligan's Island, and
right.
The rest.
All right, so anyway, having said that, Jennifer, you watched the Trump speech. He'd been in Mexico that day with the president of Mexico. Did it make a difference? You're somebody who's in the camp anyway. You're drinking the Kool-Aid, so...
I'm drinking the Kool-Aid, but I also, when I look at this stuff, I try to be as objective as possible because, you know, I like to see how I think most Americans will take it. And I think that this was... look, this was the number one talk topic in talk radio for sure for the last several weeks, not just this week, because many people were speculating as to if Trump was going to flip-flop or soften his immigration stance, which was the cornerstone of his campaign. I think optically, him going to Mexico was a great idea. It was a huge risk, but it paid off. It paid off in a big way. It paid off in dividends to him for sure. He was able to get that Chris Christie, President Obama moment after Hurricane Sandy, where the two of them were walking arm in arm. He was able to get the picture that I've seen in newspapers all over the place of the two of them shaking hands. And I think for his campaign, that's really good because everybody says that Trump doesn't have the temperament to be president. His critics say that. And to actually see him shaking hands with this guy who's called him Hitler and Mussolini in the last couple of weeks, I think, does him pretty well. I also thought it was interesting that he took questions and held a real press conference after the meeting with the president of Mexico. And Hillary Clinton hasn't done a press conference in 260-something days, maybe 270 days now. So I think that's of note. His immigration speech in Phoenix, I thought was what his base wanted to hear from him. It was him giving very detailed policy, and a lot of his critics say he never has details. He spent an hour and 15 minutes talking about the 10 points of his immigration policy. That was very tough, yet he delivered it, and I think this was a result of him meeting with groups of Hispanic leaders. He delivered it with the way that he showed why he was, why he believed in this stuff. Not to be mean, not to be racist, but he said Americans have to come first to the President of the United States. And when he laid it out like that, I think he did himself a good job also maybe winning over some independents and undecideds. Now, the Democrats took it as a hate-filled, you know, racist speech, but I felt like I didn't see that. I'm curious to know what you guys thought.
I think you should be his spokesperson because you explained it much better than he did.
When I missed your calling.
I listened to you say it. I'm like, okay, I'm down with this. I'm listening to him say it. I'm like,
more of the same. All right, so who was, I'm going to do my John McLaughlin, even though he's gone.
Wrong.
No. Who is likely to be hurt by Trump and his meeting? Was it the president of Mexico, or was it Donald Trump?
The president of Mexico was really having a hard time anyway, not a lot of respect, and I think it probably didn't help him so much. Mm. I think Trump actually gained some at least respect from Democrats for him actually going, and I think Hillary Clinton is the one who ultimately gets hurt a little bit, because when people are already challenging your energy, your health, and your stamina, the only time we've seen Hillary Clinton, she gave a speech yesterday that was sort of okay, lackluster. It was okay, but it wasn't great, not compared to the 1 hour and 15 minute policy speech that Trump gave. But when people are challenging your energy, if you get invited to Mexico, you go. The only time we've seen her over the last 2 to 3 weeks is at fundraisers. And I don't know how great that is for the people who maybe were in the Bernie camp or maybe
all
who
right.
are just independent.
Got, yes, we got it. That one second. Yeah. All right, let's move to Kara. Victoria, you got anything different on any of this that makes, or can we, should we move on? Richie said his piece. What about you?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, I think it's a good thing if Trump is becoming more presidential. And I mean, I sort of see it as if we get stuck with him, I want him to be sane, and I want him to not be the scary guy that, you know, that we've seen so far.
Like
so,
the clowns in the woods in North Carolina?
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, and I do agree with Jen. I don't think it looks great for Hillary that, you know, she's only at fundraisers, but I still am not fully understanding the whole health concern thing. I mean, it's, I don't know that, do we have any concrete evidence at all?
Zero.
So
not
I keep sure. hearing
there
this buzz,
that
but
some of the emails are asking about drugs that have to do with Parkinson's.
I think it's wrong to speculate about what's wrong with her. I mean, there are many things you could hit her for that actually have basis in fact.
Yeah.
But I think when you're already being challenged, not for your health, but for your energy and for your stamina.
Let's take it one step further. Is she so selfish and wants this so badly that she would take it, win it, and then be sick?
Oh, 100%. Yes. She wants to be in the history books as the world's first, or not the world, but the country's first female president.
Hey, and I have one more piece to my piece. You said, as a guy who lives in a house with a Hispanic mother-in-law who was born in Colombia, a Hispanic wife who was born in Colombia, a Hispanic daughter who was born in Colombia, and even my two pugs were born in Colombia. My son and I are the only ones who are, you know, good old Americans. I cannot stand it when I hear the media lump all Hispanics into one group and say that Trump is losing the Hispanic vote because of his racist views. And you know what? There are Hispanics here who came here legally, who did it the right way, who are as upset as anybody else somebody doesn't come here the right way. My wife cannot stand Trump and will likely not vote for him, but she cannot stand it when she is lumped into this big, everybody hates Trump because he's a racist, and it's just it drives me nuts.
Or every Latino in this country is here as an illegal immigrant.
It's the same old thing. All blacks vote the same, and all
you hit it right on the mark. This is being so misreported. I always say this caveat: Trump annoys me to no end. But you know what? He did not say that they are rapists. He did not say that they are criminals. He did not say that they are drug dealers.
Who said that? Because
he said some of them.
Yeah.
And he is right.
And some of them are.
Some of them are.
And the media has totally misreported that.
Grabbed it. Even Fox News just replays the things where they're rapists, they're this, they're that, and it's not what he said, and it drives me crazy, and just this whole Hispanic lumping of everything and Trump's lumping of how he's dealing with it drives me nuts. Okay.
16 past the hour.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Control, this is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Prepping for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that, Control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it? Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason. Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Anyone. That's tough. They all sound great. I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. Just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store staples.com for details.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
All right, postscript to politics in that John McCain won by the hair on his chinny chin chin in his primary in Arizona. Marco Mario Fudo Budo Rubio won in Florida, as did Debbie Wasserman Schultz. So that pretty much, I don't mean this to offend my friends in Florida, but what's the matter with you people? Why do you keep voting for these clowns? Rubio, please. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, give me a break. What in the world? Remember that old song? What in the world?
Yeah, we all remember that.
You remember that?
It's on our playlist.
Everybody. Yeah. Well, it just goes to show you how incumbents just really do have the leg up in the primaries, especially. Yep. I mean, people vote for the name. It's like a brand name. You go with what you know.
Well, and they have all the money so they can support themselves with advertising. A lot of radio ads in these states aimed at and television, so they hear them and they see them.
I thought it was interesting that Bernie Sanders did not even ever once support the person against Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Mm-hmm. Like, you'd think he would have been all for that guy.
Yeah. I think he's checked out.
I feel like he's checked out.
Yeah, he's got a vacation home now.
He did his job.
He's gone to a special clinic to take care of dandruff. That's what you've been doing the last couple of weeks. All right, so we're overviewing some of the info regarding the stories, the top topics of the week from Talkers. I'm Doug Steffen at 21 after the hour.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
After the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, the DJD gang, along with Rich McFadden, reviewing some of the top topics this past week, the week of August 29th is September. Oh, it's hard for me even to say.
It is
September.
Hard to think about.
Ooh, a transition month for so many people. Summer moves closer to autumn, children back in school. This is a great month to think about transitions and think about what your workload is at work. Do you like your job? All that sort of thing. There's a lot of focus on the election, a lot of focus on people just being upset. And when you look at the numbers, one of the big stories this week is the focus on Chicago and the number of killings there. My God. And then you look around it. And there was a lady who is an Illinois, I think she's a state rep, who has suggested that we somehow put serial numbers on all the bullets because that'll make it easier for us to track the bullets. I'm not quite sure I understand that. I know that's been proposed in California, Jennifer.
Yeah.
And I don't never got anywhere because I think, isn't it, it's kind of, how do you, you have to get the cartridge first in order to get the serial number,
and
right?
And truly, how hard would it be to file off a serial number, number one, if you wanted to do something wrong? Number two, how much ammunition's already out there that doesn't have serial numbers on it already?
And number three, that's how they will control guns.
And that's how they'll control ammunition.
I know, I see. I don't understand how
they'll stop you from buying guns, but they will go after the ammunition companies and, you know, stop you from buying ammo.
Why? How does that, how would, just follow it through, because I don't understand how that would work.
Well, I mean, the Second Amendment keeps them from being able to pass laws on gun control, but they could certainly put restrictions on ammunition and try and control the guns from that end of the barrel.
In California, this one will make your head spin, Dougie. In California, they did what was called Gunmageddon, where they actually...
Gunmageddon?
Yeah, they did nine... Gavin Newsom and Jerry Brown passed nine gun laws that restrict primarily ammunition and the types of magazines that you can buy, because California has really strict gun control. And so there was just this movement to get these... from the pro-gun people to get this on the ballot. Well, one of the things I found out is if you were gifted, like let's say your grandpa dies and gives you his old weapons or whatever, and you take those in, you have them in your house, and they actually have a capacity to hold magazines that are bigger than what's now allowed. You are, by definition, a felon. And if your house burns down, not just if the police come and arrest you and you're a felon and in jail, but if your house burns down or if you need to look in your homeowner's policy or if you need to cash in and get insurance money for, like, a disaster at your home, and they find out that you have this in your house, it makes you a felon and it makes your insurance policy null and void. You won't get any money if your house burns down if you have grandpa's gun sitting in it. Is that ridiculous?
That is totally ridiculous.
Talking about laws in California, the new rape law, number 8 on the countdown this week, the state of California, after this creep got out of jail and others haven't gone to jail for their crimes against women. But this is not even strong enough, I don't think. There's no mandatory jail sentence unless the woman is unconscious. That you rape?
Well, there's a little bit of gray area yes, obviously we should be tough on sexual crimes, but there's some area where parents of like a 16 or 17-year-old girl can go out after their boyfriend's like 18-year-old.
Yeah, rape stuff.
A statutory rape, which is why I think they have to put in this unconscious thing.
Really?
Right. Into the law.
Because that makes a clear-cut victim as opposed to a consenting minor.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess it depends on what you're taught at home as much as anything else, which brings us around to first week of school, something to talk about in the next half hour as we continue to review the hot hits in talk radio this week, 28 after the hour.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
With a consumer health update from NSF International, I'm Bill Crawford. You cannot see, taste, or smell lead in your drinking water. So how do you know if it's there? Older homes are more likely to have pipes and fixtures containing higher levels of lead. Stefan Buck, a drinking water safety expert with NSF International, explains your options.
To learn if lead is in your water, review your consumer confidence report released every June or July by your local water provider. You also can have your water tested by a certified laboratory.
NSF International is a not-for-profit global public health and safety organization that tests and certifies products treating lead in drinking water, including water filters, reverse osmosis units, and distillers.
We test and certify products to verify they reduce lead in drinking water. Look for the NSF logo on the product. It is important that you choose the right product for your needs and remember to change water filters according to the manufacturer's instructions.
For more information and a complete list of NSF certified filters, visit nsfconsumer.org.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my mom's making me shop for school supplies.
Ooh.
I know, right?
Well, Staples has everything you need at prices your mom will love. And with our 110% price match guarantee, she can always get the lowest prices.
Even on backpacks?
Yep.
Notebook?
Price low.
Post-it notes?
Also low.
Fake doctor's notes?
I might need to speak to your mother.
Everything for back to school at the lowest prices, period. Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. Took a One World Way shake with the oil when I got home, took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
To On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Okie dokie, we're reviewing here for your listening and dancing pleasure the top stories and the people in the news this week that are being discussed on your favorite news talk radio stations, just like the ones you're listening to right now. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden. I'm looking at some of the names. One of the most fascinating things that happened this week was Mark Zuckerberg visiting the Pope. Nice young Jewish boy going to visit the Pope. He was there for participating in a wedding of a friend of his. and then was asked, or he asked, if they could go visit the Pope to bring him some piece of, wasn't it some kind of Facebook memorabilia? Didn't he give him something?
It was a model of the Facebook drone that has not launched
yet. Oh, the drone!
Yet. Yeah,
yes.
He gave him a model of it.
The drone. Now, see, this is where gun control goes awry.
What's the Pope
going
to do with a model of
with
a drone?
I know. It's an hours of fun.
Like he's going to walk around on the floor like a five-year-old and play with it or something.
Yeah. Maybe they are. Maybe, just maybe, he's going to use drones to keep his eye on the priests and the bishops and the... and the cardinals that are in...
Well, instead of the black smoke coming out of the stack, they can just send up a drone that drops a banner and it tells them who the Pope is going to be.
And the winner is...
Right. Congratulations, exactly. Fred's the new Pope! Hooray!
Well, the Facebook drone that they're trying to launch, I think it's going to either be by the end of this year or early next year. It's an internet drone that will fly over and create a hotspot in areas that don't have internet access. So it's kind of a neat idea. I just don't know how well it's going to work.
Hmm. I don't either. So we both don't know. How about that?
Yep.
All right, next personality in the news is that creep Chris Brown. I'm going to stop talking now because I don't need to talk. I leave it to Jennifer and Victoria.
You know,
thank you.
I'm going to join you over on the bleachers because I want to see what the girls have to say because they are connected to all of this pop culture, and you and I are kind of out of it. But
I'm very much into pop culture.
You're not connected to Chris Brown at all, old white guy.
Chris Brown, no.
Well, if you missed the story, Chris Brown pulled a gun, allegedly, on a woman who was a former beauty queen or something, and she came over, she was looking at some diamonds that were brought into the house. Chris Brown pulled a gun on her, she called the police. He got into an 11-hour standoff with the LAPD, and he was dumping like a duffel bag full of drugs and weapons out the window. Now, I'll keep my commentary short and go on to Victoria.
But I mean, what else?
What a dirt bag, number one. And number two, it is a shame that God gives even scummy people talent.
Well, okay, let's play the devil's advocate here. On the videos that he released, he said every couple months they find a reason to come after me. It doesn't matter what I do.
Smashed your girlfriend in the face. You know, I'm sorry if that makes you a target, Chris Brown. Ew.
Well, and then he tried to shank Drake in a nightclub.
Yeah.
And then he threw a chair through the Today Show studio. They're not coming after him. He's giving them reasons to come after him.
Well, but he's the victim.
Well, of course he is.
Please.
All right. Speaking of victims,
I have zero time.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Let's keep going with this. We can be accused of being racist. We might as well keep going.
No, he's a dirtbag. It doesn't matter.
I got it. Okay, wait a minute. Hold on just a second. We're going to move to one of the items that's always important, the stories that come out of sports talk radio, Major League Baseball, football, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the San Francisco 49ers have a player who shaves his forehead. And there's a nice groom to him. He also is somebody who feels very strongly that he's in a tough position because he's a black guy making $15 million a year.
19,
excuse me.
Yep.
And he's been benched because he really sucks,
yep.
But they have to pay him because nobody will take him. They've been trying to pawn him off on some other team, and they all laugh and look. What do you mean? We're going to pay this guy that kind of dough? He doesn't do anything. So, but he's good at complaining about the state of the world that he is in because
he's a genius.
Shape. How is he a genius?
Colin Kaepernick realizes that his career is almost over.
Yeah.
So what can I do to bring attention to myself and maybe have somebody feel very strongly about what I have to say and what
Or make it impossible for your team to cut you? He's 2 weeks away from being cut. This is him playing the race card to keep his job.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, this stuff will pay him no matter what.
Work.
They have to pay him, so he just warms the bench, but they still have to pay the guy.
Yeah.
They'll adios him. They're not worried about that.
They'll adios him, but they still have to pay him out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No,
they can't not pay him.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, but Jen's right, though. There could be a racial backlash to cutting him now at this point. There definitely someone is going to make it a racial thing that he's being cut because
he's
of that.
He's making it a racial thing.
If you look at his stats, there's not much of a question.
Oh, I, I agree. I'm just saying, I think Jen's right. I think that someone is going to make this a racial PR thing instead of, no, the guy just isn't as good as the rest of the team.
Yeah, no, that's possible. Mm-hmm.
His name is Colin, by the way, Richie. You know how to pronounce
Colin. Yeah, okay.
Colin.
Not Colin.
When
Colin.
We first started talking about this, Doug goes, who's Colin Copernicus? I'm like, what?
Colin Copernicus.
Yeah, Colin Copernicus.
You never let me down, right. Doug.
Thank you, Richie. Happy to be of service. Okay, next on the people list is Uma Abedin, who has a wiener for a husband. Her married
name is
Uma Abedin Wiener, or at least it used to be. Not so fast anymore. I guess third time around is not the charm. And so this, you talk about dirtbag. I don't feel sorry for the guy, but there's really something wrong with him. He should be in it.
I actually feel sorry for him a little.
Okay, not when you post pictures on the internet with your 4-year-old sitting right next to you and they're sexually explicit.
I don't condone that at all.
And
that's
they were
gross
old, by
and
the way.
Ewy. Now, I mean, having a feeling pretty good sitting next to your son taking pictures for some random chick, that's weird. But I really think that he and Uma had an arranged marriage. I think he was sort of stuck in that arranged marriage. He was probably not getting much action. And so, like the high schooler that most men revert to when they're feeling a little frustrated, this was probably an outlet for him to let some of that frustration go.
But how dumb does he have to be to keep going over text message and stuff? Why doesn't he just go to a seedy bar like every other guy in New York City?
Because he would be discovered. I mean, there's no way. The only thing that he could maybe get away with, and that would be questionable, is a call girl. There's no way that he could go to a bar and pick up a chick and not be caught. No way. And meanwhile, Uma, who, if she's so concerned about the kid in this picture, do you think she's
cheating all the time?
Well, no, but it's Anthony Weiner, so it would be bad optics. But
why didn't he change his name?
If you were Uma Abedin and you had your husband sitting in bed with next to your kid and sending this picture out on the internet, wouldn't you take a day off from work and go be with your child? You would, unless it was part of like a marital arrangement where he got the kid and she got the marriage. What do you think?
Well, how do we know that? I mean, the kid doesn't know anything. So why would you take a day off from work when you just to sit with a child that
you want to leave your kid with that
doesn't do anything?
You want to leave your. I'm not talking about a day off from work. I mean, take the kid on the campaign trail.
I would be in the courtroom the next day, making sure that he only has supervised visits with my child.
I guarantee you, if I had a crystal ball, I'm gonna channel our friend Victoria Bullis here, and I'm gonna tell you right now that she is not gonna get custody of that kid, even with that picture floating out there. She's gonna let him have the kid.
Why would she give up her kid?
Because she did it.
What she's doing is more important to her.
That she had an arranged marriage with Anthony Weiner, and the kid is what Anthony Weiner got from it, and she got the idea that she was married, and she had a politically powerful husband. Right. She was married.
Do yourself a favor, Anthony. Change your last name. Change
Definitely.
The last name of the kid.
Very
unfortunate. It's not going to have a chance. With that, no, even if you weren't a dirtbag, the kid doesn't have a chance with the last name of Wiener. All right, 43 past the hour.
This weekend at Kohl's, it's even easier to earn Kohl's Cash. Everyone gets $5 Kohl's Cash for every $25 spent. The more you buy, the more Kohl's Cash you'll earn. No limit. Use your Kohl's Cash later on just about anything. Get active with 40 to 50% off Fila Sport and Tech Gear and 20 to 50% off athletic shoes. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Krebel.
There were once so many highway billboards that people complained of sign pollution. So today, many cities have restrictive sign codes. But are they about highway beautification or about government picking winners and losers? Towns from Redmond, Washington to Fairfax, Virginia allow signs along the streets for political campaigns and for real estate, but not for any other businesses. One town allowed employees of a tax preparation business to stand on street corners waving signs at passing cars, but denied that same permission to a bagel shop owner. The bagel shop owner looked through the lens of liberty and told the town council they were out of line. He sued and won, demonstrating once again the power of active citizens in America.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit riteaid.com/reiconpoints for details.
If you're not getting cash back for shopping, you're missing out. Download Ibotta now. I-B-O-T-T-A. It's the hottest app to earn cash on everyday purchases on groceries, apparel, electronics, beer, wine, and spirits, restaurants, and more. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Download Ibotta today free from the App Store, and for a limited time, get $10 just for trying it. I-B-O-T-T-A. For cash back every time you shop, you've gotta Ibotta.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party.
Sorry.
New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
All right, let's see. We're at 46 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer, Victoria, and Rich, overviewing some of the hot stories as the week comes to an end. I suspect this is going to blow up not only at the end of the week, through the week. The only problem is we have Labor Day on Monday, so this may get lost somewhere. I hope it doesn't. It seems that it has been discovered, and I put that in quotation marks, that our country, in negotiating with Iran on the deal, the nuclear deal, made a secret pact to allow Iran to evade restrictions on the agreement in order to meet the deadline for it to start getting relief from the sanctions. I know you'll all find this shocking, because we never would imagine this administration would do anything like that. There's a group in Washington, Richie, is called the Institute for Science and International Security.
Yeah.
And they have leaked this report, which, of course, immediately the administration denied, but which the rest of the countries involved, Russia, China, Britain, France, and Germany, now quietly say, well, we may have made a little bit of a secret arrangement. They don't call it a secret. It was an accommodation, but nobody knew about it. Did you know about it? I didn't know about it. Do you think that we would have gone along with this? This is from that same lie bank that suggested that we sent the $400 million cash over there on the same day that the hostages came. It was only coincidence. That's all. It's just coincidence. So now you find out that there was a secret deal to start to let Iran off the hook. So that they could, ostensibly, what Iran promised, by the way, in return, was to buy 400 planes from Boeing. You give us this right away, and we'll buy those 400 planes from Boeing. And now, the Congress, I don't know if that deal's gone through or not yet, because there were some members of Congress who instituted or started a bill, I don't know where it went, to keep Boeing from selling any planes to the Iranians. So that way, if that gets scuttled, the whole thing that we did was for naught. Nothing. Zero. I mean, and this is the kind of skullduggery. This goes back to leadership. I know I'm occupying everybody's
time. It goes back to legacy is what it's trying to do.
Yeah.
Look, we were able to make deals with this country. We were able to make deals with that country. We were able to release all of these prisoners in the last couple of months. We were able to do the health care thing and building a legacy.
Right. The end. Right, so we can have something to put in his library besides blank paper on the wall. So where, by the way, where is he going? Probably going to put it in Chicago, right? Isn't he? Did I hear the University
of Chicago?
Oh, I would
think so. Or Hawaii, but probably Chicago.
Chicago.
He's going to live in Hawaii afterwards?
No.
But that's just where
I live in D.C.
No, I thought his birth certificate said he was born in Guam or someplace. Not Guam, in
Hawaii.
Hawaii. Mm-hmm. Oh, really? I thought it was like
Ethiopia.
Yeah,
that's why he goes to Hawaii every year. No, he was born in Hawaii.
And it was Kenya, Dad. Kenya. Kenya.
All right. Thank you. 10 minutes before the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is now you're in the world. Sat on the roof and I kicked off the moss.
It's Ewan McGregor from Moulin Rouge.
He's singing this? I don't know.
Yes.
I never saw that flick because I don't have sunglasses right enough for her forehead.
Oh, boy.
It's 3D glasses.
Keep it turned on.
Her forehead is a movie screen, actually.
So he doesn't have to worry about overtaking Elton John, I don't think.
No, but it's still pretty decent.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah. Ewan McGregor from Moulin Rouge, the music from Moulin Rouge, brings his Chuck Curry. What?
It came out in 2001, that movie.
It did. That's important because...
Well, there was a early screening at the Venice Film Festival of a movie called La La Land yesterday, and that movie's getting really good buzz, and it seems comparable to the last musical romance that was a big box office hit. Probably was Moulin Rouge in 2001. This movie, La La Land, stars Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone, and it hits theaters this
Ryan Gosling sings?
I'm curious to see if there'll be a big appeal to it, or it'll just be one of those smaller releases without a big mass interest.
Ryan Gosling sings?
Yes.
He was on the Mickey Mouse Club, wasn't he? Come on,
was he?
Dougie.
I think, yeah, he was a Disney kid, right?
Come on.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. I don't know. Was he in the same class as Justin Timberlake? And
No.
Listen, if they pay you enough money, they could get anybody to sing, except the guy with a horrible Brooklyn accent. But other than that, I think anybody.
All right, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Richie, I mean, Chucker, let's sing something together. What's your favorite song?
Oh,
me,
no.
me.
This is not going to go well.
You're not going to get me on that spot.
Yeah, sure enough, he was a Mickey Mouse Gateer kid.
You and McGregor was?
No, Ryan Gosling.
Gosling. Keep up.
Well,
sure wasn't Jack Stockwell? All right, go ahead, Chucker.
They were in that movie Crazy Stupid Love together.
Yes. Okay, yeah. That was a fairly interesting movie. It sort of describes what most of us have when we get ourselves stuck in a... excuse me. All right, let's keep going here. Chucker.
Good Lord.
Movie news.
What do you think of this? Mel Gibson reportedly in an interview mulling a Passion of the Christ follow-up, which would be titled The Resurrection.
Oh, Resurrection.
Okay. Is that going to be with... Is Caviezel going to star?
I would guess so. If Jesus is in the movie, yeah, Caviezel will be in it. I would say, yes. You know, if you like action, on screen, I'm a big Mel Gibson fan. He has a movie coming out called Bloodfather, which is a revenge action thriller. The trailer looks really good.
Really?
If you like, it looks really, really good.
So what's
like
the...
Is it self-produced? Who would produce a Mel Gibson movie nowadays?
No, I think it's an independent film. It's not a big studio movie.
All right. So, speaking of Caviezel, now the person of interest is all over and he got killed in the last episode. Spoiler alert.
Oh. Did he really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he did. So, what happens to him? He was actually very good in that. I thought he... It was interesting how the characters played off of each other. But it was... I thought there were a lot of good people in that cast, frankly. The guy from Boston that played Lionel, whose name I can never remember. What's her face that went on to Esquire, or what's Empire, whatever that name of that show is, that she played Carter the cop. She was very good. The two women that are in this, Michael Emerson, who played the gimpy guy who created... I just see a movie here, Chucker. I guess that's what I'm asking.
That show did have a sizable following, so...
He's dead now.
A week. He was in that movie Frequency with Dennis Quaid. I like that.
Yeah. Great movie.
He was also
a lot.
He was a bad guy in that movie last year with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone running a prison boat. Anybody see that besides me? I saw it on the internet.
I don't remember the title, but yeah, it was an okay movie. But you know, when they were originally looking for a new Bruce Wayne Batman, I thought his name would be in the
Caviezel.
Yeah, I think he'd be an interesting Bruce Wayne Batman.
Be.
He's an interesting actor.
You have time for one more story, Chucker. Make it good.
Marvel prepping their Ant-Man and the Wasp superhero movie, the sequel to Ant-Man. I'm a big fan of Ant-Man.
Watch Ant-Man, Doug. You will love Ant-Man.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
It's a lot of fun.
That's something to bring the house down.
It's a really good movie.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Try to swat that ant.
Ant-Man. And the Yellow Jacket. That'll be the next. That'll be the scene.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.